Today is Friday, December 18th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So it's the end of my stressful week. There was just a lot in this week. I probably had an average of 5 meetings a day this week, which for some people may not be a lot. I don't know. I mean, those of you out there, I don't know if I have any executive level people or managers or attorneys or any people who may have a lot of meetings in their life. I don't really know, but that would be 20 meetings roughly this week that I've had, including one. I keep saying this, but it was really an inconvenience to have one at 8:30 in the evening, because I had to finish up my day, go down, you know, record a podcast, go down, cook dinner, eat early, because we normally eat around 8. But we had to be done by around 8:15. So when I have a meeting, I like to be in my chair, have the computer all logged in. If I'm demoing or doing any sort of thing, I like to have all that pulled up and be prepared. I need a few minutes to get in that mental space that you need to be in to talk. And I don't know. So I had to do all that. And so that was very inconvenient for me. And I had a couple of really early meetings as well. And when I say early, for me, I mean 9 a.m. because I don't like to, I generally, and I've said this before, I generally, especially now that we're working from home, well, probably even when I was working in the office, especially because my manager is in California, and well, now my new manager is in Seattle, but my managers are on the West Coast, and I am in Bentonville, Arkansas, or Tontytown, Arkansas. And anyway, so they're not in the office. It's not like they can just stroll by and see if I'm in the office, and they're 2 hours behind. So they don't usually come into work or start their day until around 10 a.m. Arkansas time anyway. And I hit the snooze button a million times. So even at the office, I was strolling into the office around 8:45, sometimes 9 o'clock before I would get in. And now that we're working from home, I will sleep until 8:30 or 8:45 and be upstairs by 9 or 9:15. It's gotten worse. Even though I'm literally sleeping right downstairs from where I work, it's gotten worse. And so 9 a.m. meetings are not good for me. I actually blocked my calendar from 8 to 9 and put in there learning and research. Because when I first switched over to being a product manager, I was buying all these books. And I'm still buying books and reading and trying to learn as much as I can. And I'm going to be doing a Cornell University product management course starting in January. That will actually have homework and all that kind of stuff. But they're recommending that we do it, and it looks good if I complete it, so oh well. And I like to learn, actually, so that's probably going to be fun. I don't like homework, but I really love lectures, like attending lectures and learning stuff. And I don't like the homework part and the, if they're group projects, I hate that. Regardless, I'm still doing that, but not from 8 to 9 a.m. I'm sleeping and then jumping in the shower really quickly from 8 to 9 a.m. My team building went really well, other than I was doing this on Zoom, and we were playing Jackbox party games. And I didn't, even though we had a Pride 48 game night where we did a pyramid, I think, $48 pyramid. And I had gone through all this research of how to display the game for everyone on Zoom to see everything live, you know, et cetera. And I remember now that Zoom had problems with it being really blurry, with video being really blurry when you were trying to share the game, the pyramid game. And for some reason, I didn't even think about that for Jackbox. I tested it out locally and everything looked fine. And then when we got on the call today, everyone was saying, oh my gosh, it's so blurry. Everyone had a really fun time, but it was a 2-hour team building meeting. We were just eating and playing games. And I didn't figure out a good way to get the screen sharing to not be blurry until about 30 minutes before we ended. I think everyone had a good time and they all thanked me for organizing it. And everyone was laughing and playing and stuff, but I felt really bad that it was blurry for 3/4 of the time that we were doing it. But now I'm going to make note of exactly how I do that. For any future Zoom, anything that needs to display video, or any kind of games or anything like that, I'm going to remember exactly the settings I used so I don't have that problem again. So I did get two voicemails, and I don't think they're from actual listeners, but I wanted to get you guys to maybe tell me if you think this is a listener trying to fool me, because I am really gullible. I am a really gullible person, and maybe this is a listener disguising their voice or something like that. I don't know. I did listen to it beforehand because the transcript looks suspicious. So let's have a listen here.
Yes, is this the phone number for the information on a murder victim by the name of Melissa Witt? If so, I've got some information on that. You can give me a call. My name is Bob Goodwin. And I'm at 47.
Okay, I'm going to stop that right there, Bob Goodwin. I'm not going to give your phone number out on the air. I don't know if that's someone trying to trick me. It doesn't sound like Fatty or Gary Bearden necessarily. And this person said they're from Fort Smith, Arkansas, which is about an hour away from where I live. Yeah. And here's another one where he actually knows my name, but I think I do say my name in the voicemail, to be honest. I haven't listened to it in a long time, but I think I do say my name in the voicemail. So, but here's another one.
Yeah, Adam, just wondering, I think I called you earlier. I didn't know if you got the email or the voicemail or not, but are you still doing any investigation on Melissa Witt? Because I think I've found some pretty good information, and get back with me. If you didn't get my voicemail, the phone number is...
All right, I'm not going to give out your phone number. All right, well, that is a mystery to me. I guess I should have looked up to see if there's actually a Melissa Witt murder. If there's actually a... Oh my gosh, there is. Melissa Witt's body found 22 years ago. That was it's a cold case. The murder of Melissa Missy Witt. You guys, if one of my listeners did all of that research, found a murder in Arkansas, and actually called my voicemail number, first of all, that would be hilarious. I'm not laughing because someone was murdered. It's really horrible that someone was murdered. But what good content for a podcast? Rest in peace, Melissa. I don't know. I just did a Google search, and there literally is a Melissa Witt case, and it is in Arkansas. So weird. But again, it could be one of my listeners who just knew about this famous case in Arkansas. I wouldn't put it past any of my listeners, and I am a very gullible person, and probably someone is disguising their voice, but now I kind of hope that they're not. I hope this is really someone who was calling, because my voicemail line is an Arkansas phone number, so I suppose it is possible for someone to mix up the digits and accidentally get my voicemail instead of the Fort Smith Police Department. I don't know. I'm not really sure, but that's crazy. Anyway, regardless, oh my gosh, so Mark and I, we have now got the TV and the TV stand, but let me tell you guys, so this is a 88-inch wooden TV stand with drawers and all kinds of fanciness, and I bought it from Wayfair, and I thought they were going to send it, and it was going to have to be assembled. Because usually everything from Wayfair is that way. You have to assemble it yourself. I wasn't looking forward to it. I did not want to assemble it. So it arrives yesterday. And I think I even told you guys on yesterday's episode that it had arrived. And we open the box. And it's all in one piece. This was one of those boxes, and I believe I said this yesterday as well, where they not only have a cardboard box, but they've got actual wood. Not 2x4s, but wood, thinner wood. I don't know what to call them, but supports nailed and screwed all the way around it to hold it so it doesn't get damaged, I guess. So I had to get out the screwdriver, unscrew all the screws on four corners, pull off the wood supports, and then open the cardboard, and then open. Anyway, it was all in one piece. There was no assembly at all, and it was the heaviest thing. And the problem is, it's very long, and we needed to get it up the stairs. Well, it's hard to describe, but our staircase has an angle. So you go up three steps, and then you immediately angle 90 degrees to go the rest of the way up. And the two of us, I don't know how much it weighs, but I bet this thing weighs 400 pounds. Maybe more. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe there's no way that... Moose P is laughing out there saying, oh my God, Adam, there's no way the two of you lifted 400 pounds. But we spent 2.5 hours trying to brute force get this thing up the stairs. We would go up a step and then realize we couldn't get it completely turned. And then we'd be like, okay, set it down. And then we'd back out and set it down. And then we'd cuss each other out. No, not really. But we would, you know, have a fit and try to think of five other ways to do it. And then we would be like, no, we can't do that. We tried to make a slide going up the stairs with some cardboard so we could push it up. We couldn't even get it far enough around the corner. I ended up having to take it halfway apart. I had to figure out how to get the drawers out, which that was complicated because there were special levers that you had to pull to get the drawers to come out. I had to unscrew the cabinet door. I had to take the top completely off. And there was a metal bar that I had to remove. Finally, I removed enough pieces that it was light enough for, and it was still heavy, but we could get it up the stairs. Oh my gosh, it was such an ordeal. And then try to get an 85-inch TV up the stairs. That was not as much of a problem as the stand, but it was not easy. Oh my God, but it's all done now. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.